modeling for aligning events and their Twitter feedback presented by Subrao Bambam.
I thought you'll take longer time to say my name, so I was waiting. Okay. Can you hear me? Okay, so I am here to give you this talk on ETLDA joint topic modeling for aligning events and Twitter feedback. This is actually work done by Yuheng Hu, who is my student, and he actually did it as part of his internship at Avaya Labs. And basically, Ajita and Yuheng are really the primary authors. Yuheng is the most excited about the work. My own involvement has been sort of peripheral, so I gave them some interesting points about certain parts of the paper, and I've already forgotten most of the details. And so, you know, he's supposed to come here and give you the talk and be jumping up and down, and then it turns out that after stringing him along, he's from China and in US, and after stringing him along for until yesterday, Canadian embassy told him that they have sent his visa to Vancouver. It's being processed right now. And so, so yesterday evening he told me I get to give this talk. Now, if you look at his Google chat right now, this is what it says, blame Canada, and I think we can blame Canada for at least three different reasons right now. One, that Yuheng is out there somewhere feeling sad that he's not getting to give a talk, and I am out here as a nervous wreck, having canceled all my things in the whole morning just so that I can try to actually make get you the, convey the excitement he has for his work to you guys. And you can blame Canada that the primary author is not giving the talk and, fourth author is giving the talk. Okay, so much for that. Let me start with the motivation for this talk. These days, of course, everything is broadcast. When there's broadcast, the people are actually giving Twitter messages, sort of giving real-time, commentary about these events. This particular one actually happens to be, I think, a Republican debate, but this one, for example, turns out to be sort of a transcript from some other event. I believe this is Obama's speech. And the interesting thing, of course, is there's a lot riding on being able to tell which parts of the event are drawing which kinds of tweets. What are people saying about what's going on? It's not just because people are particularly, self-doubting. It's just also, so basically you want to know, is this tweet, for example, about this part of the event or some other part, or is it just a general tweet about an entire event? Okay, that's the interesting, tricky thing. So you want to be able to align these tweets to these parts of the event, and then so that you can answer these questions: which part of the event did a tweet refer to, what were the topics of the event and tweet. Now, the interesting thing is you cannot just align these things in any obvious way, because temporally, first of all, you can't just align them, because I might be saying something that may either be about the current part of the event, or something that happened like 15 minutes back and I just came late to the event, or it could be just my entire feeling about what's going on in politics these days. So it's a alignment is being done, obviously, in terms of these latent topics of both the Twitter messages as well as the event. Okay, and so you need to sort of figure out how to do this alignment. Of course, there should be a lot of applications for such a thing. You can analyze the event. You can see if you are Obama or one of these sad Republican candidates, you get to see what are people saying. Is there enough of good comments when I'm talking versus somebody else was talking? You can analyze the sentiment analysis, and you can also sort of do advertisements, if this is an event, a commercial event, or something. Okay, so there are all sorts of uses for this problem. At a sort of a semi-formal level, what we are trying to do is make an alignment between these two sort of temporal things, an event transcript and Twitter messages. So you want to be able to find the segments of the event which are being referred to by the current tweet, so that you can then see how many tweets are about something. And of course, a caveat here is that the tweet actually could be a general tweet. It may not be about any specific part of the message. It could be about the whole, you know, general statement of state of affairs. Okay, so the alignment is I would call this the event tweet alignment problem. And the alignment, and notice that if these were two structured data sources, alignment is basically if you have a foreign key, primary key, you join them and you're done. Okay, it's not only not structured, it is unstructured, and all the alignment has to be done on the, in terms of the topics, which probably most of you understand already. So then this requires extracting the topics in the tweets and the event, segmenting the event, because first of all, you need to be able to say, I mean, the entire transcript comes like a big thing, and you just need to be able to say there are these segments, and then this segment is what is being referred to by this tweet. That needs to be done automatically. And then you also have to be able to classify the tweets by first realizing whether they're general or specific, and what part of the tweet are they, what part of the event are they referring to. That's what we want to be able to do. Okay, so the model that Yuheng has in mind in terms of, so you need to have an idea of how are these tweets generated. And his view, and I believe this is a reasonable view, and so in fact he also will show that it has some advantages in performance, is his view is that as the event is transpiring, there are, as I said, the Twitter space users, Twitterati, I guess, are looking at this event. They might be making general comments, where those comments are being sort of picked from some general topic distribution, and then they make comments from that. Or they are making specific comments, in which case, specific comments about specific segments of this, they are essentially picking those topics from the topic mixtures that are happening in that particular segment. Okay. So that's sort of the model that we have in our head as to how these, you know, tweets and events are being, you know, being generated. And if you can somehow reverse this process, then you will be able to figure out a way of aligning them. That's the idea. Okay. Now, of course, the challenges, again, some of these are probably not particularly hard for you to guess, is the topics and the segments are latent. Okay, and you don't, tweets don't tell you, I mean, other than the fact that the tweets may have a hashtag saying about the Republican debate or about Obama's speech, they won't necessarily be telling you which part of the speech they're talking about. We can tell because we are, you know, we have a lot more context, but that's not obvious for an automated system. And then, I mean, I guess to put this in perspective, of course, people actually do this. Political operatives do this by looking at the actual tweets and figure out, you know, what's going on. So we're trying to do this at a, you know, more automated way. And then the Twitter, the messages are, of course, influenced at least to a large extent. Some of them are general, many of them would be influenced by the specific parts of the event. Except they don't happen right at that then and there. It might be a particular tweet message might be referring to earlier parts of the event. Okay. Given this, you know, you need to be able to figure out how to align these Twitter messages and the event. Okay. There is obviously prior work in this area. There's a lot more than I actually understand because, as I said, I'm sort of, you know, slightly peripherally involved. But some of the things that, you know, certainly can be applied is you can do, there are approaches for segmenting the events themselves that, in fact, we will use and, you know, show whether or not we are better than them. When I say we, you know, you think. And then topic modeling, of course, itself, as I said, everything is being done under this latent topic variables, and that can be done using, you know, obviously lots of nice models such as PLSI, or much more recently, everybody is doing some variant of LDA, as we will do in a minute. Okay. The one possible solution before we talk about our slightly more complex solution, which is a reasonable thing that you can try. In fact, zero solution is, you know, if you're in doubt in this area, do TF-IDF. You know, TF-IDF of the tweet messages as well as of the events, do some kind of a segmentation and try to compare the distance. That's obviously zeroth level. Probably a more improved approach, which we will use as a baseline in our comparisons, is do an LDA on both the event separately and on the Twitter messages separately. Okay, so you have essentially gotten two different topic distributions from the LDA models, and then you decide which part of the event and Twitter messages correspond by basically comparing these distributions, you know, using some divergence measures between the distributions. Okay, so that's actually a sort of an idea, and it's in fact we will compare, you know, to see whether we can do better than that. Okay. Now, of course, what we are trying to do is, you know, the one that I put up here essentially is sort of thinking of these as completely independent processes, of which they are not. And so why would you want to do two different LDAs? There should be some sort of a coupled modeling of the two processes. Okay, so that's what we, that Yu-Heng talks about, which is ET LDA event with latent digital allocation model, which essentially considers both of them together. I'll show you the picture in a minute, and then basically tries to learn the model from the corpus, and then see whether you can use that to do a better job of aligning. Okay, the potential advantages, which hopefully I will be able to tell you by the end. The potential advantages for such a method is, since we actually are considering the joint connections between the tweets and the events, you might be able to do a much better job of actual alignment. Because after all, in fact, this is the sort of a bidirectional influence here. You know, one of the ways you can segment what, you know, as I say, what other people say about you is more important than what you're saying about yourself. And in this particular case, what the Twitter messages are saying about the event can help you both in understanding what are the topics in the event, as well as improving the segmentation of the event. Okay, so both of which we will see, we'll try to establish. Okay, so I said this is the model that Yu-Heng has in mind, and this is a joint LDA that he uses. I'll go through this, you know, slightly in slight detail in the next slide, but essentially I just want you to see that there's a generative model, and then we're just basically using a statistical model that sort of captures that. And in this particular case, there is like an LDA for capturing the event and one for tweets, but then they're connected through by using the same topic model. Okay, so then here is this picture basically is here now in bigger space, and you know, here's the plate model of the LDA that he uses, the model that he uses, and the, as I said, this part is about the event, and this part is about the tweet, and then you are going to, and then the variables here in this model essentially tell you, for example, this one, the C model tells you, so the generative model is that each paragraph is about a particular topic distribution, and the next paragraph might continue having the same topic distribution or change over to something else. Okay, so that's sort of a Markov assumption, and the C would determine that, whether you'll keep the same distribution from the previous paragraph or you'll change to the next paragraph. And once you decide, then the actual topic distribution is being sampled from there, and then from there the words are sampled, and then you give out your event. Okay. On this side, for the tweet, there is a slightly more interesting twist that I want you to look at, which is that the tweet messages can be either about the entire event and the background, or about something that's happening right now here. Okay. And so you'll notice that there is this extra variable C, which sort of decides, is this going to be a general Twitter message, tweet message, or a paragraph-sensitive tweet message, okay, or a segment-sensitive tweet message. And if it says segment-sensitive, then you'll wind up taking the topic distribution from there. If not, there is a general set of topics which just don't change, you know, upfront in the beginning for the entire event, they remain the same. Okay, so that's the overall model. There's a lot more detail in the paper, but I think this is the best I can do in the time. But two things that I want to mention is, of course, you know, if you don't have these two pieces, these are two completely different LDAs. There are two pieces that we're connecting. One is, of course, this is getting the same topic distribution here. The tweets are getting the same topic distribution from here. And the second is they both use the same dictionary, essentially, in generating the words. Okay, so that's the other thing that combines the two models, so the couples them. Okay, so the question, of course, is it's a bigger LDA, you'll take a little longer time to, you know, essentially train it. Is it going to be worth the effort? That's part of what we'll try to show you. Okay, there's lots of these things, that's fine. Okay, and again, this I'm not going to go through this. This just sort of goes, you know, this is directly from the paper. You can sort of read this and see exactly how from the generative point of view, how the event is supposed to be generated, how the tweets are being generated, and that will give you a feel for what's going on in that model. Okay, now the next thing, of course, is how do I, if I have this model, if this is what I believe is generating the data, now I have the data, can I basically learn the parameters of the model, and then and doing so, you would be able to actually tell what is the alignment between the tweets and the and the event. Okay, and you know, there's not much I'm going to say about the learning part, other than the fact that the usual problems about the LDA exist. Basically, the direct inference is intractable, and so there are lots of ways of doing it. In this particular case, Yuang essentially just uses an approximate method. He uses Gibbs sampling. The only tricky thing is, since the model is likely more complicated, there are two LDAs being connected. You need to make sure that the Gibbs sampling updates are correct, and you know, he has a large section there explaining that his updates are correct. Okay, so if you're into that, you know, please do look at that. So I'm going to go to the evaluation of this. You know, if you have something like this, that looks all well and good. You know, how do you evaluate it? And I don't probably have to tell to people in this room that in this area, having an idea is probably the end of you, because after that, you'll spend your lifetime trying to evaluate, you know, whether or not it actually works. So what are we going to evaluate? We want to check the performance of the topic extraction, that of the influence prediction, that of also event segmentation. And he has experiments for all of these. I'll also put up the slides in the poster session. You can ask me more questions if I can answer them. So the experimental setup that he has is he took tweets from two different messages, event transcripts as well as tweets with respect to two different messages. The hashtags ensure that they're about that event, but we don't know which part of the event they're talking about. Event transcripts are from New York Times. Tweets are directly expanded. The one thing about tweets that he does, he mentions that in the paper, is he expands the tweets by also taking the search snippets corresponding to those tweets to increase the context of the Twitter messages. They're too short. And these are, now I'm going to quickly go through this. This is just an example of the kind of topics that he was learning, his model basically inferred. And these are, of course, the words, and these are made up, these are the ones that he wrote, but these are the words that are actually, you know, top words in each of the topics. And so you sort of can, if you look at it more carefully, you'll see this is a reasonable topic distillation. Here is the segmentation for one particular event that he did. There are seven segments, and you know, these are the segments that first and second segment. And this is, of course, what's written in blue is his overlay of what the topic of other segment looks like. And now the interesting part, of course, is his segmentation any better than the existing segmentations? He used an off-the-shelf tool, LCSeg, and then basically considered if his segmentation is better than the one that LCSeg produces, and by concentrating on the probability that two words which should be in the same segment got put into two different segments. And the lower that probability, the better off you are. And he basically shows his approach is better than LCSeg. The other thing he looks at is, these are examples of what he found, what his model predicts as specific versus general tweets. Specific tweets are ones for which he has a direct, you know, correspondence in the event itself, as to this segment corresponds to this tweet, and the general ones are basically about the entire event. Now, those are the examples. The question, of course, is he any better at doing this than the first obvious thing that I mentioned earlier, which is to completely separate LDAs you do and then consider the topic distribution divergence between them. And he compares that approach, the baseline approach, to his approach, and he got a whole bunch of users involved in both this as well as the other one, by the way. In terms of the ground truth for this also is grad students such as yourself. I wasn't included. In this particular case, he essentially compared those two methods through user studies, and again shows that he has a significant improvement from ETLDA. Okay, so to conclude, he tries to motivate, or I try to help you remember what his motivation is, for joint modeling of event tweet alignment, and he considers more of the obvious approaches that can be used, but then also shows that the joint modeling actually helps, and provides evaluations, and you know the experiments show that in fact the joint modeling does help. Okay. And if you have questions, this is you know him waiting for your questions. Of course, he can't hear you, but please do send him mail and ask questions. And if you ever see him, tell him that I didn't kill his talk. Okay. Thank you. And you can, if I have a minute, you can ask me questions. I can try to answer.
You can blame Canada that we don't have time for questions right now. I can give you a poster, so please, you can ask.
Yes, come down.
Let's move to the next talk. The next talk was nominated for best paper. I don't want to say it by me. And.